A word for you from 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 7. And if he rescued righteous Lot, greatly distressed by the sensual conduct of the wicked. We've looked at the sensual ways of those who are deceivers, even in Peter's time. In fact, he spends this chapter and more warning the believers, giving them the characteristics of those who were deceivers, and also showing that they bear the same characteristics of those in the beginning, right from the very time before the world, in Lucifer's rebellion against Jesus. Then he refers to other events that he took from the scriptures, and he says, if God was like that then, he is the same today. He will bring swift destruction upon the ungodly. Now, he's not referring here to the ungodly pagans. He's referring to the ungodly who know the Bible, in fact, keep on referring to it, and yet their lives are lives of sensuality, carnality, the flesh, and they indulge in it, they love it, and they defend it. Now, Peter changes track, because this is one of the characteristics of the way Peter would write. He also spoke of the same God being able to rescue. Not just the God of judgment, but the God who is able to save those who want to be saved. And so he says, and if he rescued righteous Lot, who was greatly distressed by the sensual conduct of the wicked. In other translations that I've looked at, it makes it clear that Lot still had the capacity for righteous anger. He felt the anger of God to some extent. And because he hadn't lost that, God still referred to him, even in the New Testament, as righteous Lot. And he is referred to a few times as being a righteous man, despite his terrible failings, despite the fact that he had pulled his family into destruction, despite the fact of what happened even after they were rescued from Sodom and Gomorrah. But the Lord still points out that at this point, the Lord still was merciful, perhaps for Abraham's sake too, but also God saw that Lot in himself experienced an anger against the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah. He had that capacity. Kushwutu Lot, wayenako ugu ulaga lukankulunkulu makondana nezono zase Sodom. If you lose that righteous indignation, firstly at your own sin, anger at your own depraved ways, and then turning from them, and then being able to experience God's feeling, if you don't have that, you are no longer called righteous.